Yeah, about 6:30.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
I'm not gonna make fun of my this is Bob this week.
No. I'm gonna leave that alone this week.
Alright.
Not gonna do any funny voices or anything. I'm just gonna
I'm just gonna be myself.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. It probably won't be funny, actually.
Just gonna be myself, and I'll talk about Walmart and how I got ripped off at the snack bar.
What is the deal with airline peanuts? Man. That'll be my story.
That'll be your story?
Oh, man.
You ever notice?
What is up with that? So, when
you get on a plane.
So, yeah, so I went away. I went away for Thanksgiving.
Oh, how was that? Did that go well? Everybody doing well there? Did anybody else go up there to see your folks, or just you?
I brought my wife and two children. Yes, that's true. Yeah, I allowed them to go.
Yeah, okay.
They were allowed. They kept me sane during the whole.
They kept you sane. Come on.
Yes, they helped keep me centered through the whole ordeal.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of ordeal did you go through.
Well, I made the mistake of my sister, who loved The Rock, you know.
I love That Rock. Did she see Get Smart yet? You know, The Rock's in there.
I forgot to ask. Sorry.
Yeah, I bet she did.
She actually hosted Thanksgiving, and her husband...
In Wisconsin?
She has moved further up north.
Yes. Oh, okay. She's up
she lives
north
by
north
my parents now, actually.
Oh, well, hey, look at that.
Close to them, but little tidbits of Thanksgiving. I don't really have a big story. These are all just little tidbits I'm going to throw you here.
So your sister, who's moved up to be closer to your parents for some reason, unbeknownst to you, I guess.
But I made the mistake of sitting next to her husband, first of all, at the meal.
Let me tell you, your sister really knows how to... She can set the chrome off a trailer, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wasn't going in that direction with my stars. He's decided to have the festive holiday shrimp for Thanksgiving. I don't know what shrimp has to do with Thanksgiving. But
one of them Indians threw the shrimp to grow the corn, I think, or something like that.
He's decided he's got a bottle of shrimp sauce.
I got some. Who can find the shrimp sauce? I've put it on my body somewhere. But
I wasn't quite going in that direction either. But
little dabble, do you know what I'm saying?
He decides to shake this thing up like it's like in a little mini ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
Well, the lid's not been put on there at all.
Who opened it up first, anyway? You know.
Whoever had it before him.
Oh, jeez.
So he just goes to do a manly shake of this thing, and guess who's just sitting next to him? Me.
I'm shaking it like I'm...
Yeah.
I'm shaking the dew off the lily, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like Marilyn Chambers, and he's like John, Holmes or something. I'm like covered in goo. I'm like, what the...
Nice. That's a nice visual there, yes.
On this really nice white sweater. Luck, by some miracle, it only hit my pants and not the nice white sweater. And I'm like, God, how did that happen? Man? Like a miracle.
Well, probably because you were rubbing up against him with your...
So, these are just tidbits I'm throwing together here.
So really he threw shrimp sauce all over you, huh?
Yeah, so that was surprise number one. Surprise number two.
Did you have any change of clothing? Or?
Oh, I just... Towled off a little and
call in the dogs.
Had the fluffer come in and
somehow the shrimp sauce only seemed to get on my package area. Did my wife talk to you about this or something? There's some kind of shrimp joke going on here or what?
No, I wasn't going in that actually direction with the story.
That's not a shrimp, that's a prawn, god damn it.
Yeah, crikey. Right. So later on, we're all kind of, these are just tidbits once again. So later on, we're just watching, like Dish or whatever he's got. I don't, everyone who gets this stupid Dish never knows how to work it, you know. The satellite or whatever.
All that can ever work is like to see the porn.
Well, you're getting close. You're getting close to stealing
football
my
game
story.
Of porn. That's all I can figure out how to work on the Dish.
Same brother-in-law now. He's kind of arrowing down through the channels to see what's on. And it gets stuck on the porn menu.
Well, look at all this selection.
And supposedly now he can't get it off. You know, he's like, wait, well, how do I? It won't work. It won't arrow up. And so
it's
I'm reading
stuck.
It. It says, what did it say? Black guys and Latin thighs.
That sounds good.
I'm like, well, wait, what's that about? Yeah.
Hit select.
Yeah. Order that up, will you?
What is it, like 10 bucks or something? Hey, this is the holidays. Let's splurge.
Why can't people figure this out? I only have cable. I'm poor. I only have cable, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know
if you're poor, if you got cable. I mean, cable's damn expensive, you know? I got
but,
cable.
You know, everyone just seems to have this damn Dish stuff.
I don't want to fuck with the Dish. I don't want to deal with a Dish that, you know, every time there's a windstorm, it, like, cuts in and out and everything. That's my
I don't know. And then they can't get, like, regular, like, network channels or something. I don't understand that.
All I can get is porn on this one, evidently.
Oh, and it's stuck on this. Ebony Humpers, so, I guess, is what this is. I don't know what it is. Crocodile Blondie or something.
Crocodile Blondie. Yeah, those are really old titles there.
Oh,
Didn't he have any new titles? He, like, stuck in, like, 80s porn or what?
Well, now here's the funny part.
Is that called Porn Classic or something?
Well, here's the funny part. His teenage son knew how to work it now.
Of course he does. He's smart,
like,
oh,
let
smart
me,
kid.
Let me see that. My nephew is like, let me see that. Yep, I fixed it. Yeah, here it goes.
There you go, Dad.
Oh, that was weird.
There you go, Dad. There's your porn right there.
So it's not a holiday unless you re-gift a little. So I was given this big bottle of wine.
There you go, Dad. You got thanks fucking all day long now, all day ticket.
Well, that pass was intercepted by my mom. She, within about a 24-hour period, I think, had emptied this bottle.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear. I'm like, where the hell's all that wine?
I drank it all.
Miles, I drank it all. I'm like, what the hell?
Let's toast to Miles Scrotum.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we were playing cards. Within 5 minutes, she referred to my dad, myself, and my brother as assholes. I'm like, man, what in the hell, man? What is in that wine?
You know what I mean?
Jiminy Christ. I was like, you know, I'm like, Mom, what did you used to say when me and my brother would act up and my brother would make me cry? And what did you used to say? Because I was trying to teach my kids a lesson, you know.
I'd call you a bitch.
No, my mom's like, yeah, you couple of assholes would be acting up downstairs. I used to say, I'll slap you for crying and slap you for making them cry. I'm like, wow, man, Mom. Dude.
And then your asshole father would get home and not do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, that was pretty much how the conversation was going.
He'd
I'm like, oh, man.
He would hustle you kids to bed and he'd try to stick it in me.
All right, yeah, I wasn't going with that angle of it either, but it ain't quite going to that. No.
It's not a shrimp, it's a prawn.
Yeah, I'm not giving alcohol anymore as a gift to anybody in my family.
Yeah, no kidding. She needs a little bit of, she needs to practice a little bit of control there, self-control.
Oh, so there's some little holiday tidbits there. I had a few more, but I don't want to bore you with them. But,
That's interesting stuff you got there.
Yeah.
Everybody okay?
Then my whole everyone's fine except my whole dysfunctional thing about hugging came up again. And
well, everybody wanted to hug you or what?
Yeah, I don't know. See, I've never really hugged like my nephew's wife. You know, she's like super quiet. Like she's only said like 3 words.
You know? Pop a boner probably.
God.
You'll dry hump her leg or something.
No,
that's the problem. That's what you're worried about, right there.
No, I'm weird, you know. I've told you this before, but I don't enjoy hugging people.
Yeah, well,
it's not natural to me.
Neither do I. So,
I like my wife and kids. You know, I can hug. You know.
Yeah.
And like,
I can hug your wife and kids
family
too.
Family, hug.
Right.
But you know, I mean, if I hadn't, you know, I wouldn't run up and hug you. You know, no
I
offense,
certainly hope not.
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I would feel very awkward, and I just,
I'd probably punch you in the mouth or something.
Yeah, like, get out of here, you Johnny Depp-loving...
That's right.
...man-crush son of a bitch.
Get you and your shrimp, get out of here.
You and your shrimp shorts there.
I'm a shrimp cocktail.
I was guilted into giving everyone a hug, you know, which I totally feel awkward about.
That was probably real awkward with you.
I know, it's very awkward. I just,
your fly's down.
Shrimp sauce, here to buddy.
Any fine young ladies would like to take care of this sauce on my pants, go right ahead.
No, it wasn't like that. Thank you.
I prefer that the non-blood related work on the inside. Blood related work on the outside, please.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it wasn't like that. Thank
There's
you.
A hair in my shrimp sauce. Hey there, Miles. Just use this butter knife and put it back in the bottle for me, would you?
Oh, man.
That's nice.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't really have any stories of Thanksgiving, but I do have a story of a different nature, I suppose, of a medical nature.
Oh, good. Yeah, I can't wait to jump in on this. Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe you won't. I don't know. Well, we took the kids in for a checkup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
was your zipper down?
No. My zipper down.
All
right. This my family's not your family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. You're the uptight family. Yeah.
So we're doing the checkup thing and talking to the doctor, and then the doctor mentions the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I will never partake of the flu shot.
Right.
Ever. It is just a crapshoot whether or not they have the right strain of flu.
Yeah.
And then they're sticking you in the arm with it, you know, supposedly, you know, not the full flu, basically, so you'll be immune to it, which most people get the flu after they get the flu shot, you know.
Sure.
Because it's not really that, you know.
Yeah.
They're not that immune to it. So I am totally against the flu shot. Mm. I made this known. Right.
Well, ever since that penicillin thing went bad for me, I won't do it.
So then, my wife has gotten the flu shot in past, and she's
chlamydia.
Like, "No, I think it's a good idea." So she says, "I'll get a flu shot if you want to show the kids that it's okay. It's not going to hurt, right?"
Give it to me in the ass. So, no, I mean the shot.
So, yeah. Where's that shrimp sauce?
Yep.
So she hops up there and gets the flu shot, flu vaccine or whatever.
In the arm. Oh.
So my daughter does, no thing. Well, my son does not want to get the shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, you know, this is a bad idea. The flu shot does not necessarily mean anything, you know what I mean? You're not getting necessarily the strain of flu that's actually going to happen.
Right.
So, no, we're going to get flu shots, right? I'm not getting a flu shot, so I'd already counted myself out, which is probably not the thing to do to get my son to try to have the flu shot.
Right.
So she insists that, he's going to get a flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say two nurses later, holding the poor child down, he finally gets a flu shot. I felt so bad. He was squirming and screaming and throwing such a fit. I'm like, we just don't need the flu. You know,
he looked like Malcolm McDowell in A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah,
like,
no
God,
kidding.
Look at him.
No kidding. It was the most embarrassing fit in a doctor's office I've ever seen.
I'm an asshole, just like my dad. Let me go.
So, yeah, they brought in the strong-arm nurse, and this little tiny nurse finally gave him the flu shot, and it was all done. And then we it was just embarrassing. It was just embarrassing. And so then we go out, and then these poor children in the waiting room are all scared because they heard him screaming. you know?
Did he cry a long time?
Oh, God, he was mad at everybody. He hated everybody, you know? And, you know, it was just horrible. I don't know why in the world we have to go through these things. I mean, it's not like he's stepped on a rusty nail and his jaw's going to get slammed shut from tetanus or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was my big flu shot adventure. It was just horrible. I can't. You have to imagine.
Has
right?
he not had shots before? Or?
Oh, yes, he's had shots, and he's gone through, and it's been fine usually, and he's apprehensive, but it works out. And,
yeah.
But I don't. For whatever reason, man, he just locked in. I'm not getting a shot today. And that was that. And the, I mean, this nurse was not much bigger than he is. She was like, little tiny nurse.
And Carol Ann.
I'm like, and then they wanted me to hold him, and I'm like, I don't, you know, I don't even want to be a part of this. This is like some kind of, you know, Abu Dhabi or something going on here. I don't know what's going on with this.
Well, you're that creepy lady from Poltergeist because you're freaking me out.
She was really tiny. Yeah. No, she was younger. She was really tiny.
Was it Linda Hunt?
No, it wasn't Linda Hunt. It actually looked like a woman. It didn't look like a man.
Linda Hunt is very little.
I know, but she doesn't look like a woman.
Yeah. Well, womanish.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever. She played a man in a movie. So.
She did. That is true. That is true.
So go figure on that one.
Well, yeah.
And she did a pretty convincing job, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was the year of living dangerously. I don't know.
I think you're right.
So.
Right.
No, this was like, you know, like this cute little petite nurse, and she's just like, and then she goes, well, just wait a minute, and then she goes out and she gets this big bruiser of a nurse to come in there and hold down my son to give him a shot, so.
Come right here, my son.
Yeah, it was just terrible. Oh,
sit on mommy's lap now.
So, I don't even want to be around for any more shots. I've already
decided. Did she put him in a full Nelson or anything like that, or?
I just couldn't hardly even watch, to be honest with you. It was so horrible. So I don't remember. It was all like a blur, you know. It was like a car accident.
I'll use my breast to hold him down.
You may have. I have no idea.
Dad, your neck. Dad, your neck. Wink, wink, wink.
I want to hear you scream. Here you go.
Suckle this.
Yeah. I apologized to him on the way out. I was so embarrassed.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. This, you know.
He's not usually like this.
He's usually pretty happy-go-lucky, but ever since he spent the night over at the Tidal household.
Yeah, yeah.
You like shrimp sauce, kid?
You can't hardly even touch his belt because he just goes crazy. I don't know. But no, he was just horrible, and I just like, oh my God, if I am going to like have to like come to fisticuffs on this flu shot stuff with my own wife.
Man.
No flu shots.
What is up with that?
I don't know. So I'm just telling everybody, the flu shot is a scam. Don't do it. That's my advice this week. They gave us free ones at work. I didn't get it. But they had a lady come in and at work was giving us free.
Did they hold you down?
No, hell no. I didn't. They were telling me, they're like, hey, Bob, come by the conference room. You get a free flu shot, and I think they're going to give you a sucker. And I'm like, you know, I go, F that.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. I go, you know, that's all mind control from the government.
Set the example, Bob.
Yeah, I was like Dwight Schrute or something there at the office.
Yeah.
Do you know there's nanobots in that flu shot and they're going to be tracking you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, nope. And then I just like was scarce until a stupid nurse lady was gone. I think she got a few people, but. It's like the whole freaking United Way campaign. It's invasive. They come into your work and they try to give you these things, you know?
You'll pry that needle from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
Damn you to hell.
God damn you, hairy lip nurse.
Get your dirty damn paws off me, you dirty.
So at at supper at Thanksgiving, did you lay on the table and everybody dip their shrimp on your crotch or what?
No, no, I was a little embarrassed. I had to towel off privately.
You look like you know what you're doing.
Hey, you're pretty good.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. No cocktail sauce and no...
No.
No shots. That's the New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your cocktail sauce in your jar.
Yeah.
And don't give me a shot.